Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 219, the Eurogamer Expo type thing. This is the show recorded on the 3rd of October, 2010. Hello, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello!
Adam is not here because it's his birthday tomorrow, and because he's one of these people who can't do anything on their birthday, like go to work or do a podcast, he's not here.
That's why he's not doing it. Because I was talking to Charlotte earlier, and I was like, oh, Adam's not on the show, and she was like, oh, why is that? I was like, I have no idea.
It's his birthday, isn't it?
I'd forgotten.
He's one of these birthday people who needs a special birthday.
I don't have him on. Oh, no, I do have him on Facebook. Oh, that's my excuse. Okay, yeah. So, happy birthday, Adam. Not that you'll listen to the show.
I said it last week. He's not having another one.
Okay.
First bit of pre-news information. Our competition winners for FIFA 11 were...
Martin Field on Twitter.
And he's from Farnborough, right?
Yes, he's from Farnborough.
So he's from Farnborough.
He's
wow.
From down the road. I had no idea. Did I know that? I don't think I did. No, I didn't.
Well, we knew that when he gave us his address. We were like, wait, that's like a 20-minute walk away from where we are.
Yeah, Charlotte knew where it was.
I know where it is. It's in Farnborough-like.
Well, no, specifically
it's like
the
up north-like.
Yeah, up north-like. And then the other winner, Marty Field had the Wii one.
The Wii version. So he can. So if I see anyone trading in the Wii version of FIFA, I should be a bit suspect. And like, is that a copy you won? Don't trade it in. Rude.
And then...
And then who won the PC version?
The person who won the PC version, their username on YouTube was The Randoms.
The Randoms.
On Twitter, they were Archer SCC or something like that.
Alright, and where were they from?
Devon.
Devon. Oh, we know where that is.
Yeah, we know where Devon is.
This competition looks so fixed since we're giving it to people who I know of the county they live in, and I know of the person whose town they live in.
Yeah, but we could know... Paul, I know of most places in the UK.
No, they could have had someone from Bognor Regis. I've never heard of that place.
Even though you say it all the time.
We will be starting up another competition soonish as well.
Yeah.
That's for a Halo Reach controller.
Yes.
We're not going to do it this week. We might have it next week, but it depends when we get round to it.
Yeah, I was going to do it this week, but it's been way too busy this week. Like,
yeah,
the last 5 days, I haven't had a rest. I'm just dying.
I had to go to work today.
I know.
And yesterday.
I know.
Did I have Friday off? Yeah, I
had
Friday
off,
didn't I? Yeah. Alright, cool.
Now for the news.
Nintendo 3DS now has a release date.
Yes.
And a sort of rough pricey type thing as well.
Yes. So there was a Nintendo conference that happened back on Monday. No, it was Wednesday. Back on Wednesday, I believe. And they officially announced the Nintendo 3DS will be coming out on the 26th of February.
In Japan.
In Japan.
For 25,000 yen a medus.
Yes, which is roughly about 200 pounds.
About 190, isn't it?
Which is about $300.
$300 medus.
There's been no official confirmation of release date for it in Europe or in America.
But the general consensus...
is about March time.
Yeah, late March.
They said the West will get it about March, and official release dates will come shortly when Europe and America announce the details.
I want to get to go to bed.
So they've included they're including software on it, which gives you the ability to take a photo of someone and turn them into a Mii.
Me being the avatars on the Wii.
Yes. So you just have to take a photo of your face, and then after a little animation, it spits out a Mii based on your facial features. Not sure how well it works. As well as that, Nintendo have not screwed everyone over who bought a DSi, because they're making it so you'll be able to
transfer
your games
over,
which is awesome. They haven't officially said how it'll be done. It may just be that you can copy it to an SD card and it'll work on another console, which would be quite nice. What else? They're doing streaming TV on it. So in Japan, they're doing a streaming 3D TV service. that you'll be able to get. They're also doing this, I can't remember what it was called, they're doing a Nintendo Wi-Fi service over in Japan, and trying to put it all over Japan, so people can have Wi-Fi for free if they're on their DSs. They're doing a virtual console for the 3DS, which will allow you to play old games, mainly focusing on Game Boy and Game Boy Advance games, which I think is awesome, because you could play, like, Super Mario Land and Link's Awakening, which are the two games announced so far. Link's Awakening, awesome DS game. I think that's about it. Oh, in Japan, they're coming out in Cosmo Black and Aqua Blue. I honestly think that should be Cosmos Black, or they could have done Cosmos Black and done stars on it. How epic would that be? If they put constellations on it.
Yeah, but then they think the constellation would be Fist of the North Star.
Oh, no, they wouldn't.
Or Sonic Lemo.
So, yeah, that's the 3DS. I have been informed by someone, though, that it's region-locked.
But this is a random person.
Yeah, I haven't been able to find an official confirmation on the internet. I've got one reserved. I'm very highly considering the important one. If they are region-locked, the thing is, if I want a Japanese game, and I get a English 3DS, then I won't be able to play my Japanese 3DS games on it.
Yeah. Mega Man Legends.
Yeah, Mega Man Legends was announced the same day for Nintendo 3DS, Wagabon. Which is a new Mega Man title.
Or as I like to say,
for the Nintendo 3DS. Mugo Man.
Crisis Nano Edition is now up for pre-order from...
Game!
From people who are not Electronic Arts directly now.
Yes, so EA officially announced the Crisis 2 Nano Edition a while back and said, oh yes, it will only be available through the EA store. This has now changed. You can get the PC Nano Edition off the EA store, but you can also now get the PS3, 360 and PC editions off the game website for $119.99. That comes with the limited edition version of the game, which has some DLC in it, an 11-inch Prophet statue, a art book and a nano suit backpack.
Fun. Personally, as a Crysis fan, I'm not interested.
11-inch, though. Is that about that?
Yeah, but it'd be another cheapo thing like the Halo ones, wouldn't it?
I'd hope not.
It will be. Red Dead Redemption, the Undead Nightmare thingy.
Yeah, has been... Well, it was announced a while back, but a trailer's finally out. If you pop on the internet, you should be able to find the trailer.
So what's this? Zombies
in
Dead Rising?
Yeah, Zombies in the West. Looks quite cool.
What's this about Medal of Honor?
So they've officially revoked the Taliban section from Medal of Honor.
You know what? EA needs to grow a backbone.
I think it's silly that they've done that.
If Liam Fox had a hissy fit to the press, I would make the game even more worse than to counteract his rubbish. Because Liam Fox is a douchebag. But I'm saying that, so is the Tory press.
But yeah, so the Taliban section's officially either been... Well, it's kind of renamed and kind of removed.
Yes, it's now being called the Hobo Jibba Jobs and their quest against the Evil West.
They claim it's to do with the friends and families of fallen soldiers. However, I'm sure it's more also focused on press as well. Or maybe just like equal.
Alright, well, as someone who have lost many relatives in wars, I don't care. I don't care. If you want to blow up people who were like on the same side as people who died in wars, go ahead. It's a computer game. You're not making a time machine and going back in time and murdering real people. God, what's this about Scott Pilgrim?
So there's some DLC coming out for Scott Pilgrim versus the World now.
Oh, this is that funky arcade game, which is like Double Dragon.
So what it is it's coming out next month, and we'll have two bonus game modes and a new playable character, which is Knives Chow, which is the little Chinese girl who was Scott's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
The pack's going to be 160 Microsoft points, so nice and cheap, or $1.99 on the PSN.
It's more expensive for the PlayStation
the
noobs.
The bonus game modes are Battle Royale and Dodgeball. Dodgeball has you hitting your opponents with large beach balls by kicking it or throwing it or running into it. And Battle Royale is like a kind of wrestling kind of thing. So players are on a platform, and off of the platform there's various weapons, and you can't go off the platform for more than 10 seconds. I'm not sure how it's going to work. I guess it's going to be two-player kind of thing.
Whatever.
There's no videos. But Gears, 160 points.
Gears of War 3 has been put back until fall next year.
Yes. So instead of coming out March, April time...
April.
I swear I thought it was coming out March.
April. Now, yeah, now it's towards
coming
the end of the year.
Late fall.
Am I particularly bothered? Nah.
So, Gaming Heads have officially announced their next
zombie.
Headcrab
zombie.
Their next high quality figure. So they've done the tank from Left 4 Dead, the heavy from Team Fortress 2, and they're now doing the headcrab zombie from Half-Life 2.
Yeah, the scientist zombies.
Yeah, to be fair, they announced a while back, like, Half-Life 2 fans, get ready, we're going to announce something. I wanted a Gordon Freeman statue.
Nah, if they do a Gordon Freeman statue, they've got to do it right.
Their heavies were all good. But, I don't know, I'm just...
Wow, it looks just like the guy from the game.
It looks really nice.
Especially when it's got that particular lighting on it, which makes it look the same.
I really like the heavy statue, but I don't know about the zombie one yet. There's only one picture of it, and it doesn't show all of it.
Along that sort of lines, Team Fortress 2 now has a bunch of extra features, let's say.
Which means you don't have to unlock every hidden weapon and item in the game.
No, you can now buy them.
Yes.
For money.
Prices range from 49 cents to $4.99. This, of course, is different from the UK. And the funds can be added into your new Steam wallet. Wow, when was the last time I went to Steam? I didn't know there was a Steam wallet. Sounds like the PSN.
Man, who cares? A wallet. Beyond Good and Evil
is having a HD remake, well, re-release, I suppose re-release. So Ubisoft officially announced now they're doing a re-release of Beyond Good and Evil, and it will be on Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. They claim it will run at 1080p, and the score of the game will also be improved, as well as the level textures, well, the textures, and the character models.
So it should be.
So it's not just a quick... Let's smooth these graphics. Make those graphics smoother.
Let's just make it run high res and fuzz it out so much we can't really see anything.
Yeah, so we recommend people keeping an eye on this because Beyond Good and Evil is a cool game. It's supposed to be coming out sometime 2011. There's also been a new Fatal Frame announced. Details are very scarce. There's some new screenshots up on the internet if you have a search. But it's got Mio and Mayu from Crimson Butterfly in it.
Fun.
So it may be a remake of that, or it could be a totally new game with those two characters.
Nintendo are also chucking out a Wiimote with a Motion Plus built in now.
Yes, called the Wii Remote Plus. And in Japan they come in multiple colours. It's quite cute. They've got writing down the bottom around the Wii logo, just saying that they're Motion Plus.
Well,
ones.
Otherwise you shouldn't be able to tell them apart, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. In Japan, they're getting them in white, black, blue, and pink. However, I'm sure in the UK we'll probably just get them white. We may get them black.
Oh, well, they should have really done that a while back.
Yeah, so they're now making it so you won't have to buy... Hopefully they'll bundle those with the consoles as well, then. And that's it for this week's news. We went through that quite quickly, didn't we?
Good.
Yeah.
No letters this week, because someone said we should just blow all our letters in 1 week, and then we've not had any come back in. So once again, I stand corrected in that we should save letters for later episodes. But that also means we can move on to everyone's favourite section quicker.
Can I mention, you know, if you would like to send us a letter,
it
could be a comment, it could be feedback, it could be answering into Name That Game, it could be telling us what you've been playing this week, it could be anything.
It can be, you guys suck.
It could be a creepy comment.
Paul makes my letters sound rubbish.
Like, oh my god, I saw you at Eurogamer. And I'm like, what?
I'm not going to read out a single sentence, though, am I?
No. I can read out letters as well, though. So, also, if you don't want Paul to read out that letter, you could just say, can I have Catherine read out the letter, please?
Yeah, but when I do it, it's funny.
Aww.
Isn't that right, Gary?
But yeah, so you can send us any of those things to feedback@gamercast.net. There's a link on the website.
And the best thing is, feedback@gamercast.net goes to me. If I don't like it, I can just throw it in the bin.
No, you wouldn't. You're not that mean.
It's time for Name That Game. Okay, in this section of the show, I play a clip from a game, and the panel of one gaming people today have to guess what it is. Obviously, you guys can guess as well, and just send your answers in, and if you're right, you'll get GZ.
Never know, maybe one day we'll have a prize to give to people if they get it right.
Yeah, that'd be good. We could, the Halo Reach controller we could give away for someone getting named that game right.
No, because Then how would you do it? Would it be based on correct answers and then random?
Correct answer first.
First correct answer?
Yeah. We need some hardcore
but
listeners.
But people won't listen to it. Well, people won't know until they listen to it. And if they listen to it a few days later, they'll be, darn it.
Yeah, but they still won't be the first person.
True.
Anyway, they should listen to the show as soon as it's posted up. Anyway, last week, everyone would have heard this little clip. Couple people tried to guess what it was, including Adam. But Adam was wrong.
Said it's Sim in the title, I remember now.
Adam said it was Sim City. I, however, say it is Sim Ant. And that is also what Catherine guessed. So she got it right.
It was Sim Ant.
Yeah. The only thing is we don't have one for this week. I'm just kidding. Actually, we had no one write in and guess the correct answer for that, which is quite unusual. We've had quite a string of people guessing what it is lately. This week, we've got this for you. Any guesses? Clue, strategy game.
I'm gonna go with... Actually, no. How about I have some clues, Paul?
Strategy game, that's all you're getting.
That's all I'm getting.
Because this is quite, you know, distinguished and, you know...
Civilization 4.
That's quite specific. Okay, Catherine thinks Civilization 4. Adam isn't here, so he doesn't get a guess this week. And I'm not even going to guess Harvest Moon, because Harvest Moon may actually be the correct answer.
And people get annoyed with him constantly guessing.
Yeah, I get complaints from Gary about it. One of the other things Gary complains to me about. So congratulations to
me,
Catherine, for guessing Sim Ant,
Sim Ant
last week.
Yay.
We will find out the answer to this week's next week.
That's
funnily
true.
Enough. Yes. But Catherine does seem quite confident on Civ 4.
Well, people are still free to guess in whatever they want.
Well, yeah,
because you get GZ either way.
I will be honest with you, it's not as straightforward as Catherine seems to think it is this week.
There's many expansion packs.
There are 3 expansion packs. Or maybe 2.
There's 2.
Or maybe 3.
Well, the sword one.
Beyond the Sword is the latest one. Yeah. You had, oh yeah, Play the World was Civ 3, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Civ 4 is Catherine's guess.
Yes, I will
guess.
We will
find out next week.
New releases this week.
Okay, we've got 1 or 2 games coming out this week.
1 or 2.
First thing's a bit console-y type thing. So the new DSi XL colours are being released.
Yes.
Let's just change the show note to make it DSi XL.
Sorry.
There's a banana yellow.
Donkey Kong yellow.
Banana.
Donkey Kong yellow.
Banana.
Come on, next one.
Banana.
Next.
Banana green and also a banana blue.
Luigi green. And a blue.
What's the blue then?
Who's blue? No Nintendo characters are blue. Call it a Mega Man Blue, but it's not. He's not an Nintendo character, but...
Alright, whatever. The move edition of Heavy Rain is coming out.
Yes, which... there's a demo out on the PSN if you want to try it.
Yes, I do believe that existing Heavy Rain people are now patched.
Yes. People who already have Heavy Rain will not need to buy this because you already get it. But
obviously you will need to hook your PS3 up to PSN to download the patch. The patch is free, is it not?
Yes. However, if you don't have Heavy Rain... The Heavy Rain Movie Edition is quite good because it has the full game soundtrack in it, dynamic themes, a making of video, and the taxidermist level as well. So you're pretty much getting the special edition.
Yeah.
But you've also got the move stuff. I saw the move stuff, someone played it at work, didn't think it was too great. And it was really confusing looking.
Well, to be honest, I mean, even playing the original game, some of the... But until you like realise what they use for all the buttons and things,
no,
it's
see,
a bit confusing.
I found that okay because I'm used to the layout of a controller. But using the move thing instead,
It's like, well, what do they move by this weird icon?
It had like a picture with an arrow and I don't know.
Yeah. Pro Evolution Soccer is coming out.
Yes. PES 11.
Pro Evolution.
PES.
Pro Evolution.
PES.
Pro Evolution.
This is coming out on a variety of consoles.
Pro Evo.
Pro Evo.
Pro Evo. I really hate that last year everyone started calling it PES. What the hell is that about? It's always...
I've always called it PES.
Shorthand, it's always been Pro Evo.
I've always called it PES. So yeah.
Pro Evo.
Sadly, Pro Evo weren't... Well, Konami weren't able to get Pro Evo out the same day as FIFA. Although if it did, imagine the craziness of customers in a store.
Well, which one?
They'd be like, oh my god, my brain's going to explode. I have to pick a football game between these two. Plus, I mean, the PES demo's out... Pro Evo demo's out now, isn't it, though?
I don't know. I don't think
so
it really matters anymore.
You can try the FIFA demo, and you can try the Pro Evo demo and decide which you think's the better football
Personally, game. People should support Pro Evo just to stop FIFA from getting rubbish again.
What, to make sure there's kind of like a...
Competition.
Yeah, competition between the two companies.
Winning 11. 15 or whatever.
They're doing a winning 11 for 3DS as well.
What, in the UK?
In Japan at the moment.
Well, yeah, they always do that, don't they? NBA
2K11.
This is the Take Two,
yep,
one, as opposed to the EA one.
Yes, the EA one actually put back.
Yeah,
was put back because they were releasing NBA Jam, which was the Nintendo Wii version, but it got put back.
So if you like your basketball, that might be for you.
PS3 and 360, I believe. Then we got Front Mission Evolved is finally coming out, which is the new game. The new Front Mission game. For those that hadn't played Front Mission, there was Front Mission 3, I believe, on the PS1. Front Mission's a mech game in the Square Enix library of games.
Oh dear.
They originally were Japanese turn-based strategy games. So you had squares and movements.
Oh, what was that game?
I believe it was. I remember it being that.
Master of Monsters. Whatever it was. So I'm just thinking back to the olden days.
So now Front Mission is an action-packed third-person shooter, and the year is 2171.
It's 2010.
Not now. And you take place in a raging battle in your mech.
Raging battle.
It's got a single-player campaign and an online campaign that's coming out on 360, PS3, and PC, I believe.
Fun. Wii Party is a new Wii game.
Yes, this was announced back at E3.
So this is like sort of in the spirit of Wii Play and Wii Sports. It's all, you know, the little sort of Nintendo mini games.
Yeah. You can actually get a bundle of it with a controller as well.
I like Wii Play.
So just like Wii Play. And she's got loads of different mini games, as Paul said. So you've got Hide and Hunt, Animal Tracker, Time Bomb, Buddy Quiz, Board Game Island, Globe Trot, Bingo, Swap Meet, Spin-off, Balance Boat, Friend Connection. So like, Match-up. So like, Balance Boat, you've got to place Mii's on a ship to make sure it's perfectly balanced and doesn't like sink to one side.
Yeah, it's about a dozen odd games,
so,
isn't
so
it?
So it's a load of just random little things. Some are 2 to 4 players, some can have 1 to 4.
Yep.
Depends on the game.
Do we know if it uses Motion Plus? Probably not, really.
Don't know. Let's Draw, which is a kind of... Well, it's a DS game that is aimed at kids, young kids, to try and help them learn through a DS game. So you can draw in it. It's got, like, different kinds of... thingy, so you can draw with crayons and stuff like that.
Sounds fun.
I saw the picture. It is really aimed at a young audience because, like, the little drawn picture that was on the front of it. Once you've drawn your pictures, if you touch it, you can bring it to life with animation and sound.
Ooh, great.
But I imagine this will only be in, like, if you've got an outline that you've got to draw around.
And then it'll just bounce around.
Yeah.
More importantly, speaking from my point of view, of course, matter of opinion, not official Gaming House policy. They're doing an X Superbox. This is basically the collection of all the X series of games. So X Beyond the Frontier, X Tension, X to the Threat, X Free Reunion, X Free Terran Conflict, X Encyclopedia, soundtrack, and a poster comes with it. So yeah, this is for the X fans out there who want to buy all the old games.
I think it's a bit silly they've got the soundtrack on a DVD. Is that so you can't rip it? Depends how they do it, because it might mean...
Well, if it means it's just flat files...
Yeah, the data on the file. But then it also might mean it's a DVD, you go into the menu and you click the one you want to listen to. And it's all in the TS files.
But it may mean we have better quality than CD audio.
True.
Because, you know, they could do up to 192 kilohertz per second.
But yeah, so any people who haven't tried the X Games and want to play some space stuff...
Yeah, because I remember back in the PC. Halo 2 days, there was a DVD or something that came with Halo 2 with bonus features on, and it had the soundtrack on that. And yeah, it was like really high quality. Because obviously I was a fan of DVD audio, but then obviously Sony had to go and release a Super Audio CD, and then we had all this MP3 rubbish, you know, low quality, poor sounding rubbish. And it's like, you know, we could have had really decent music by now if people had gone for DVD audio. But no.
Got it, Paul.
You know, it's like... WRC game coming out, whoopie doodah.
This is the newest one in a while, isn't it? Because there hasn't been one...
Yeah, this is out Friday.
I mean, what, the last one would have been PS2 and PSP?
Yeah, there hasn't been one this gen, has there?
No. So it hasn't been... It's been a while, so... there's finally another WRC game coming out. It's coming out on 360, PS3 and PC. Box art's quite nice.
FIFA 11 is coming out on the DS this week.
Yes, that's right.
There's also an air traffic controller game. I assume this is PC.
No, so do you remember we talked about air traffic control last time?
No.
Okay, so we mentioned air traffic control coming out on the PC, by published by Iceberg. They're now releasing it on the DS.
Oh, DS
apparently
version.
Apparently it's on iPhone as well and stuff like that.
We don't cover that platform.
Well, no, I know. I was just saying that apparently it was on that already. But they decided to
release
it on DS.
This isn't like the stupid... game that I've seen on mobile devices where you just drag like a curve for planes to follow, isn't it?
I think that's flight control, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's like a few different clones like that in there.
Well, you use a touchscreen to manage takeoffs and landings. And it's so you've got to keep track of the weather and make sure they land and stuff.
Right, whatever.
We talked about it a while back.
Castlevania game.
Yes,
Lords
Castlevania
of
Lords
Shadow.
Of Shadow. You can actually download a demo for this off the PSN if you're interested. But it's also coming out this week anyway, so you can give that a play, see if you want it, and it's coming out on 360 and PS3. It's the newest Castlevania game, and is actually 3D.
Speaking of Harvest Moon, Rune Factory 2, a fantasy Harvest Moon, is coming out.
Yeah, so we mentioned this a while back when the release date got announced.
Is this DS Wii?
Yeah, this is DS.
Just DS?
Yeah, just DS. This was the one where you could play through the generations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so your usual Rune Factory game, you play as a guy, he's lost his memory, you get... woken up on a little farm. A girl lends the farm to you. You make a farm. You kill some monsters.
I wish someone would lend me a farm. I can make loads of money.
You get a relationship with a girl. You have a baby.
The baby becomes evil.
Then you become
and then
the
there's
baby.
A demonic invasion through the portal that the evil baby created to bring his spawn through.
Yeah, what Paul said.
Yeah, what I said.
Then we've also got Sid Meier's Pirates, which is coming out on the
Armitage.
Wii. Which is a re-release of the original PC version.
Yes. Didn't Charlotte quite like this game?
Charlotte loved Pirates. She loved the dancing.
Oh, dear.
But she played it loads. We bought the collector's edition.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Did it come with a t-shirt, I think?
I don't know. I don't think it really matters, to be honest.
Next up, we've got Enslaved, which is another game that we've also previously mentioned, which is the...
Oh, yeah, apparently the demo for this is brilliant.
It is really good.
So I've heard.
I played it. You were sat in there.
You've played it as well, have you?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was playing it in
when
there.
When you play things, I just sort of phase out.
In the living room, and Charlotte was going to watch it, but she got bored of waiting for me to download it. So, we mentioned this before. It follows the story of Monkey and Trip. Which is based around the original story of Monkey, who people may have watched on.
Oh, is this the thing when you're on the ship?
Yeah.
And you're running through the ship as it was crashing.
And there's the robots, and yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can't.
Yeah, you remember that. So it's kind of like, if it looks like Ratchet and Clank meets Uncharted 2 meets Heavenly Sword. So it's made by the Ninja 3 guys. It looks really nice. I'm definitely picking it up. However, I am slightly annoyed because the collector's edition... which is a European exclusive.
It's not in the UK.
It's not coming out in the UK and France. Coming out everywhere else in Europe, but not those two places, which means what? I can't get my hands on a copy.
Even Slovakia?
I don't know. It's available to the rest of Europe, Belarus. Though. Even Belarus? They just said the only places that cannot have it is the UK and France. So they haven't said why, they don't know why, but that means I have to import it if I want it, so I'm kind of annoyed about that.
Oh, well, we're going to boycott this game then in retaliation.
But I want the game. It's annoying, because I'd like to buy the game, but I want the special edition if I buy the game.
NHL 2K11.
Which is on the Wii.
Take-Two's NHL, you know, game is
coming
out as well.
On the Wii that takes advantage of the Motion Plus.
Motion Plus.
And it's a hockey game. Ice hockey.
Yep. Final Fantasy, The Four Heroes of Light, is also coming out on the Nintendo DS.
So I hadn't actually heard of this coming out. So we've got a new DS Final Fantasy game, which is traditional RPG, of course, like they usually are, it boasts picture book visuals.
Ooh,
apparently it looks nice. They always look really nice. It's got its usual turn-based battle system, and it has touchscreen controls as well. And it's
a
DS-only game.
Previews and or reviews.
Okay, so we've recently sent Catherine and Charlotte to the Eurogamer Expo, and now we're going to listen to Catherine blabber on about the fun things they did there, like play Dance Central, interview the man from id Software who made levels in the past, and also how they stole free Rage T-shirts.
They didn't steal. Tim Willits was a lovely guy, and he was like, oh, take another one.
Oh, Tim Willits is legend.
He's really nice. I'm so happy I got an interview with him. He's a well-friendly guy. And he has triplets. So he's like, you two sisters, we're twins. I have triplets.
Not triple heads, triplets.
Triplets. Why did I say... I didn't say triple heads.
I'm just making sure there was no confusion.
What, they were mutants with triple heads?
Well, on the plus side, they'd have three heads.
Cute. Okay, so... we only got to go the Sunday because we had other plans. There were a lot of people there. Because we went as press, we were able to go in slightly earlier than the other people. Is that a robot? No. Cute.
That's the robot one.
so the first thing that we went to go play was Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Ew, it looks evil.
I like the robot one, it looks scary.
Looks like Darth Vader. Sorry, we're looking at a robot seal.
I like the robot one. He's
apparently strong. It's to comfort the sick and elderly. Personally, I think it'd be good for kids, especially if it started making evil noises at them, like...
Where do they go? No, they don't, that's a dog.
Yeah, anyway, you're talking about Eurogamer?
Yeah, so the first game we went to play was Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, which is, of course, the new Legend of Zelda game coming out on the Nintendo Wii. This wasn't actually announced to be at Eurogamer. However, Nintendo had it in a corner, in a little blacked-out, kind of curtained-off room, with two pods inside it, that you could only play for 10 minutes, and you couldn't take any photos or any videos or anything like that. So it was cool. Cute. That was cute. Because I didn't expect to play it. So it's... pretty much, well, it's pretty similar to Twilight Princess. The demo itself didn't have any of the... what was it, the weapon? Slingshot? Or did it have a bow and arrow? Oh, I can't remember. I watched the E3 video, but I can't remember for the life of me what the weapon... what's his name? Miyamoto was demoing. But I did see sword combat. So it was a little level. There was... I can't even remember names of anything right now. I'm so tired. So the plants... I can't remember.
Versus zombies.
I can't remember what the names are. And it had these little goblin-like guys as well.
Ooh, goblins. Sounds scary.
And
is this not in your notes?
No. And then there was a boss at the end, which really showed off the fact that it used the Motion Plus... and that it needed you to swipe it in a particular direction. So the boss was like a scorpion with, like, targets in his claws. And you had to swipe the Wiimote horizontally or whichever direction his claws were so you could hit the target inside. Target, eyeballs, one of those things. I thought it was quite nice. It looks different. One picky element, though, is at the start of the demo, there was, like, a small cutscene, which then went into the game. The... the design in the of the well the art style in the cutscene was totally different to the art style in the actual game itself, because the cutscene was kind of like blotchy paint paint bits, whereas the main game then looked a bit more detailed, of course. But that was cool. I didn't expect to play that, so I was happy about that. I've given... Well, there were a load of indie games there, which were really cool, which I'm just all going to give a shout out, because they were really quite fun to play. So there was Swimming with Clouds, which was like a little fish in a bubble game, and it was quite like Gish and De Blob. And that was cool.
De Blob, huh? That sounds lovely.
There was Mind... I can't read Charlotte's writing.
Oh, there's Charlotte's notes. That's why no person can read them.
Oh, no. Nindhog? I'm not sure. So there was this really cool little game where you had these fencing pixel art guys, and you had to keep killing each other. That was really fun. Skulls of the Shogun. I think that's the name of the title. Name of the game. Which was a real-time strategy game with dead Shogun warriors, which was quite cute and worked really nicely. I recommend people checking out. If I got the name of that right, I don't know. Hokokum? I wish Charlotte would sort out her handwriting.
Why didn't you just use a computer?
Because there wasn't a list. Or maybe there was.
Yeah, but you've got your phones on you.
I don't. Oh, what, Eurogamer?
The thing, yeah. You know what I'm saying, like? You know what I'm saying, like?
Can you search for Eurogamer? I suppose, yeah, I did have my phone, didn't I?
Come on, dude.
Can you try and go on the Eurogamer Expo website?
I want to
name this game. What's on? Scroll down. Okay, so... No, scroll up slightly. Okay, so... Apologies for if I named things wrong. So... Skulls the Shogun. I got that right. Hokum? That was really cool. Oh, that first game I mentioned was Nindhog. Hokum, which was a really nice game that was on made in Flash, and you used the 360 controller, and it was like this kind of snakey thing. So imagine a snakey thing. And if you pressed... The left trigger, it go turn left. If you press the right trigger, it turn right.
Wow!
And you held down A to accelerate and B to brake. And there were all these little guys. Their like hometown was getting bombed on. It had a really nice visual style, by the way. And you had it was like Nobby Boy. If you kind of went past these people, they'd then jump onto you. And then if a bomb hit you, they'd get killed. But if you were really clever, you could build up lots of them and then take them all home. It was a really beautiful, lovely game. The only issue they had, though, was it was really hot, so their computer was overheating. But it was really nice. Can I go back on that? So there was...
What do you want?
I was looking at that list. There was also an adventure game called Joshua Nurnberger, which was quite cool. It was... that's the person's name. Gemini Rue. It was an adventure game that seemed to want to be Blade Runner. We weren't sure if it was made in Scum, because it looked like it was made in Scum or the adventure game creator thing. Played some Fallout New Vegas. Luckily, it seems Obsidian haven't pooped it up. Not that they would, I suppose, because they've... Well, they had Bethesda as a kind of senior authority saying, do this, do that, do this. So we gave it a look, and it seems to be almost exactly the same. It's not like they've removed the VAT system or anything like that.
Good.
And the character models...
People should, you know, who've played Fallout should play it and feel right at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't mess with the controls. Don't change any stuff like that.
Characters...
Just more content, really.
Characters still look the same. Everything looked the same, except slightly improved. There were some enemies from the original Fallout in there, and the animations were still slightly iffy, but with a huge game like...
Nope, who cares?
These games, you know, you don't care about that kind of stuff.
Well, most people play it first person, so they won't see the jump animation.
No, not on the character, on other characters. So you had to follow a lady.
To be honest, they weren't too bad in Fallout 3, to be honest. It's only the jump stuff where it looks terrible.
Mm.
Or your own character, like when you walk sideways and diagonally, there's no animation for it, so you just look like you're gliding across the floor.
Saw some Dead Space 2. Charlotte died a lot. Played some Fable 3, which was cool. I played a demo called Sam and Max. And it was two characters called Sam and Max, who actually seemed to be the Dean brothers from Lionhead. And they were telling me to find the Norminomicon. So not the Necronomicon, it was the Normannomicon.
Okay.
And I couldn't find it and gave up. Because the level just didn't lead me anywhere. It seemed alright. Not a huge step up from Fable 2. I played Fable 2 not long ago, so I am comparing it in close proximity of last time I played it. But, I don't know. The pause menu was nice, because if you press the pause menu, you get this area with like a butler type guy, and he asks you what you want to do today, and you go through a relevant door, and it takes you to whatever you want. So you can go through the sword bit to look at your weapons or magic you've got.
So it's like the tempo in Black and White one.
Yep. See, if they're looking at Black and White games, maybe they'll make a new Black and White. So like you go through there, then you try it on and see if you want to use it and stuff like that. I'll play it. I'm sure it'll be full of hours of stuff. Apparently, no. I don't know. What was I going to say? I don't know. The character stood out quite a bit, with having a lot of Jaggies around him. But that's okay.
Jagman.
What was quite cute, though, like in Dead Rising 2, when you are attacking zombies, sometimes you'll get a special move. So, like, if it's a spike baseball bat, he'll jam it in their head and have to try and get it out.
Oh, that's annoying.
Fable 3 has got similar things. So your character can sometimes point in a direction when they're fighting an enemy. The enemy will turn around to see what she's pointing at, and then you like stab him in the back. But it's quite nice because sometimes they take control and give you a small little kind of piece of animation that you can't play in. But then also sometimes it will do it while you're playing, so it won't always take away your control, which is quite nice. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, play some of that. Played some Mafia 2 in 3D, which was alright, although there were a few issues with seeing the two different versions of the game running alongside each other. Does that make sense?
No.
So the two frames, so it splits into 60 frames each year to do the 3D effect.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the two of them in a certain little blind spot. But other than that, it was alright.
What do you mean by blind spot?
So if you looked about here on the screen, and you were driving a car, you'd see two bits of the car.
So is this that actually our blind spot being noticeable, or is it in the game?
In the game.
Okay.
And then the 3D was less so of depth, but it was where the camera was closest to. It didn't really seem to make much effect if a car drove by you, but if you were driving in your car, you could see definitely that your car was separate from the world in a way, and the same with if you were running around as the character.
But, I mean, this is using NVIDIA's 3D technology, so it is sort of tacked on after the fact.
Mm. So it's not like it was specifically made for it, but NVIDIA claimed that if a game's got depth of field, which all games have, then their software can generally work with it. They've got about 500 games, they claim, that work with their 3D software.
Yes, 3D Vision is called.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They called it a driver the other day, earlier on. I played Dance Central. I did really bad. I looked like a total fool.
Yeah.
Lout. Which is because I haven't practiced. Well, I haven't played it before.
It's because you don't dance in general.
And I don't dance.
You know,
so
if you do
no
your
rhythm,
reggae groove dancing.
It's like I saw some people going up and they were alright, and I was getting the timing wrong because, like, at one point I had my arms up and everyone had them down, and then when I put mine up, everyone had theirs down. I was
well, that's
like,
where
oh,
you just stop. And
that's what I tried to do, and then by the time I'd gotten back into it, then another move was being played, and I was just like, oh, I'm really bad.
That's because you're too slow.
Yeah. They had the guys from Special Effects, who are a charity based game developer, who have made a game that can be controlled with your eyes, with your head, and two specifically made controllers. And the reason for Special Effects, they're also like a kind of charity thing. They help make it so games are more accessible for disabled people. So if you didn't have control of your hands or your body in general, that's where the eye stuff and the head tracking stuff comes in handy, because you just have to have slight movements.
Wait, can't I just have a joystick shoved in my mouth?
You could. Or slight movements of your eyes, and then you could just get it. You can just play it. They had they only had racing games on show. However, they claim that their technology can easily be tacked on in code, and isn't a big amount of work for saying to mean that the game is accessible to more people that who would not be able to play it if they can't have a controller or something like that.
Sure, but I mean, people would rather a standardized system.
Yeah, but if they just got to do something that has, there's no relevance to anything else, bar if you put that controller in. Bearing in mind though, the apparently the eye tracking software, well, hardware costs about $10,000, so not many people have it. Quite expensive.
And obviously, this is PC stuff, not
yeah
console noob stuff.
So
someone's tired today, aren't they?
I'm really tired. I keep yawning. I've been yawning all day.
Get a move on, then we can finish.
I'm on the last thing, I think. So other than playing a few other small things, the main thing really was Rage. So I was lucky enough to get an interview with the lovely Mr. Tim Willits.
Interview will be up on the YouTube channel at some point in the next few days.
Yes, that's true. So Tim Willits is a creative director at id Software. He's primarily working... What were we going to say?
id Software is fun.
He's primarily helping out on the Rage team at the moment.
Yes, when are you releasing a patch to add widescreen support to Doom 3 so I don't have to do all my crazy field of view hacks to make it work? Thank you. And that goes for Quake 4 as well, which is also affected.
So anyone wants to check out the interview, as Paul said, you can go on our YouTube channel. We'll also put up a written transcript of it on the Gamercast website as well, for those who maybe don't want to watch the video. It's just Mr. Willits talking on a sofa.
My name is Mr. Willits. Bow down before me and my master, John Carmack.
So as well as that...
The Doom 3 Paul had an interview with John Carmack at one point in the not-too-distant past.
Stop checking me. So we didn't get to play the game because they didn't have a version for people to play, but I did go to a developer session that showed off the game a bit. So it's got like a lot of racing in it, and then it's got side mission quests, which of course Rage id haven't done before, have they?
Mm-hmm.
Little side mission kind of things, because usually it's a linear story.
Not really.
They've got dynamic damage, so your car can come back whatever way you need, well, whatever way it happens to come. So if you get in a lot of trouble when you're driving about, and then you can always repair it when you go to a city. Water is a scarce thing in Rage. So because it's like post-apocalyptic, dry wasteland type area,
Mad Max.
Water's really scarce. So you'll find that there'll be missions based around the water supplies, because bandits like to kill people, and so that means they do stuff to the water supply.
And harvest their water.
Yes.
Like in Dune.
Yes, like in Dune.
When the Fremen would extract people's water.
So, overall, the game's looking quite cool. Charlotte was like, oh, it looks like Fallout. Well, it's like, anyone's going to say that, though. But they have...
Well, this is a first-person shooter.
Yeah. This is a first-person shooter, and it's been in development for a long time. It's not like they just decided one day, oh, let's copy Fallout and make one of those.
Exactly. This predates... development on this like predates probably even Fallout. Development on this started 2 years before Fallout 3.
So there's going to be multiplayer. He said that. So there hasn't been any official announcements of multiplayer. There's only been single player stuff, but they're mainly focusing on the single player campaign at the moment, and they will be releasing more details on the multiplayer next year. But they're not going to just do one, they're going to do everything. It was a bit weird. He said the game, because someone asked how long's the game going to be, because all games are like 6 hours long now. He was like, oh, it's going to be really long. It's going to be really, really long. It's going to be on like 2 DVDs. I was like, what is he talking about? What would he mean by that? It's going to be on 2 DVDs.
Well, didn't we already know that?
Did we?
We already knew that the textures in the game were humongous.
Oh yeah, textures in the game are humongous. And so they're dynamic, so nothing will ever be the same.
So obviously they're going to require quite a bit of space on disk.
Okay.
But that has no regard to how long the game is, so...
No. And then... Well, yeah.
Unless maybe to console noobs saying it's on 2 DVDs, it must be like twice as long as a normal game.
Yeah. We saw a few places. There was Wellspring. There's another one I can't remember the name of. And then we also got to see Dead City. Dead City being the end of the session, which was a great way to end it, because it's a city full of the dead, as you presume. So people who go to that city will never come back because they die.
So it's like Mother Teresa's, like, hospitals for the dying.
Sure. So if you get sent there, you pretty much won't ever come back. And the second you get there, after exploring a bit, some mutants start attacking you. These are normal-sized mutants. And then suddenly, after a while, you'll have these two double the normal size of mutants bursting out of, like, where some car scraps are and stuff like that. And then you have to kill those. And then you'll notice, as you're shooting some more normal mutants, the ground starts shaking, and you see dust falling from a large... overarching piece of
thing.
It looked like a piece of ship or something. So a really big kind of scrap metal. And then suddenly this humongous mutant the size of a flipping skyscraper comes around the corner and like grabs onto a side of a building while you're like just standing on the floor and starts coming to attack you. And then the demo ended, so I didn't get to see any more. I was like, wow, that mute looks awesome.
Yeah, but is it just going to be like in Gears of War, where the big things in Gears of War, and they're just sort of gimmicky things you don't really, you know, interact with very well?
I don't know, because they stopped it there, and I was like, oh, I wanted to see if you could attack it.
Yeah, can you single-handedly take this thing on?
The weapons are quite cool as well. So, there's a, like, a kind of little boomerang thing that, with razor mark kind of, like, blades on it, that you can throw, and it can, like, block the heads off and stuff. They've also got a thing similar to the electro bolt plasmids.
Oh dear.
So you can get a bolt gun.
Oh, so it is still a gun.
Well, he had a shotgun in the demo, a pistol, a machine gun, and a bolt gun. And you get different perks at the start of different levels. And he was given by the guy who asked him to do this some electric bolts. And so it meant he could use them on the mutants the bandits that were in some water and electrify them, or he could just use a machine gun. It's, you know, your own choice. There was also quite cool, which I think I knew were in it, a little remote controlled bomb. So it's a little car, like an RC car, with a bomb strapped to it, and you just drive it around and then you explode it when you get near people.
Fun.
It was quite cute. Overall, I think it looks quite cool.
Well, I mean, obviously, this is its software developing it, so, I mean, it's going to be good.
Yeah. It's not like they create rubbish games. They're well known for their large development times and great products.
Yes.
So, I've won. It's really weird, because there was a bandit in the video he showed us, which had a guy with, like, the British flag painted all over him. Or the Union Jack, should I say.
The Union Flag.
Union Flag.
It's a Union Jack when it's on a ship.
Ah, okay. Oh, I also got to see some Brink stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't actually get to play Brink because it had about 3-hour queues for the whole day. And then by the time we'd come out of the developer session for Rage, they'd closed off the queue, so I couldn't go play it.
Oh.
But it looks like you'd like it.
Yeah.
There's an engineer class.
Engineers are fun.
Yeah. Engineering. It looks quite cool. So I saw a demo of it being played out on Thursday. And it looks like they're doing a good job with it. Apparently they recorded sound effects for all these different multitude of layers for the game. So each, because you can customise your weapon, each weapon has a slightly different sound. Apparently they went to Nevada, brought a load of guns and a load of microphones and recorded sounds. Bethesda paid for it, apparently. That's one thing they said. But yeah, it sounds good. And apparently as well, because you can fall on the floor, of course, if you've been hurt too much. If that happens, you can either choose to respawn or you can wait for someone to come save you. So you don't have to respawn at the start of a checkpoint or anything like that. And they can give you an adrenaline shot. And you can hear people on the radio calling for medics and stuff. And apparently the background sound that you'll hear will always be specific to the area, so it's not just a set person calling for a medic with a set background sound. So they've kind of tried to go all out with sound.
So they should, really.
Their feature of being able to run over everything is not that
great.
Innovative. So you're just holding down a button when you're running. So I thought it would be automatic. But of course, then that'd be kind of annoying, because if you were just walking up to something to use it for cover, it's also got a lean in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were saying how, because they made enemy charge tree. That is what it was called, right?
What?
Quake Wars.
Yeah.
Because they made that, and they're primarily PC developers. They didn't want to not have a lean in it. So he was leaning to the side. It looked really unnatural, because I'm not used to seeing it. But yeah, Brink's looking awesome. That, of course, doesn't come out until next year as well, just like
Rage. Yeah, Rage is September next year.
Yep, September 16th, around that time.
Yeah, fun.
But yeah, so I had lots of fun at Eurogamer Expo. I do think, though, next year I'll go for 2 days.
We also bumped into a few of our fans there.
Uh-huh, yeah, we did. People recognised me. I was creeped.
And people recognised my voice. What the? Nulu. What the? Nulu. Are you done then?
Yes, I'm done. So I recommend, thank God for that. If anyone wants to go for 2 days, not one, because I didn't get to pay everything.
Don't go at all. Let someone else do all the work.
So yeah, that's pretty much it for this week's show. Any letters? Feedback, gamecast.net. YouTube channel, youtube.com/gamecast.net. Facebook, gamecast.net. No, gamecast.
No, it'd be facebook.com/ax2yjb2756 sunning blah blah blah. Have a look on the website.
twitter.com/gamecast. These links are all on the website. If you go on gamecast.net, it will tell you all about them. Also, if you are interested in any of our Eurogamer stuff, so if you want to see a video of me dancing around looking like a prat, I might be uploading it to YouTube. I haven't decided yet. But we'll be doing lots of coverage on the event on our website in the upcoming week, so feel free to check on there if you want to read some stuff, as well as a few reviews of some Xbox Live Arcade titles coming out.
Fun.
Yes. So we'll.
Are we finished now?
Yes, we have finished, and hopefully Adam will be back next week, and he'll be a year older, and we will see everyone then.
Yeah. See you next week.
See ya.